Hello and welcome to Mining Stock Daily with me, Paul Harris. I am at the Discoveries Mexico 2002 conference in Hermosillo, Mexico. And so we're talking about exploration in Mexico. And this morning I'm joined by Rick Trotman, President and CEO of Barksdale Resources. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while since we've last spoken, so it's a good time for a corporate update. Lots of things to talk about. But let's start right at the top with corporate financing. You've recently done a financing, and one of your main shareholders has continued to participate. So good news there. Tell us a little bit about that financing.
Yeah, so there was a couple of parts to it, Paul. So we raised approximately $2.2 million, mostly through existing shareholders. I would say probably 95% existing shareholders, which was great. That gave us enough capital to basically move forward and hopefully get to the process of drilling at Sunnyside. So that was fantastic. On top of that, or on the back of that rather, Tech Resources, our second largest shareholder, exercised their pro rata participation rights to maintain their 9.9% shareholding. So it was fantastic to see the support there, and it's very nice to move ahead with Tech maintaining 9.9%.
Thank you. Now, Tech made news just a few weeks ago with an investment with Agnico Eagle Mines in Mexico. You're obviously in Mexico. How is there any similarities, closeness, or potential synergies between what Tech's doing and what you've got in Mexico?
I'm not sure, Paul. So I think Tech really likes what we have up in Arizona. You know, we've got a very large skarn system up there, different than what they have down in Mexico, but I would say, you know, relative size and things like that could quite honestly be similar. And we're also chasing some porphyries up there. So I think that's the backbone of their investment thesis is what we have in Arizona. But I can tell you that they certainly don't mind us having our project in Mexico and the optionality that provides.
Okay, well, let's start talking a bit more about the projects. You've been drilling, and we're now getting to the time of year where you start planning next year's work activity. So why don't you bring us up to date with how the drilling's been going and how that's informing your potential work plans for 2023?
Yeah, great question. So at San Javier, our project in Mexico, we completed a 5,000 meter drilling program, and that's really fed into us moving the project forward on a technical side. So we have a resource calculation that's underway currently, and we just received our new updated permit approval from SEMARNAT so that we can conduct that 2023 exploration program, as you mentioned. So I think what we'll end up doing is delaying the actual drilling process until we see what this resource looks like, where the holes might be as far as, you know, opportunities for expansion, infilling to tighten up certain spots. So once we have that data, we'll be in a much better position to pin down the actual program for 2023. But, you know, the deposit is open in most directions, and we have a couple of additional prospects that could really, you know, boost things. So we're very excited about San Javier, and that's just down here. Up in Arizona, we should have our permits soon, and we'll have an entirely different process up there for drilling for the skarn deposit.
Okay, thank you. Now, we were both at the Precious Metal Summit in Beaver Creek a couple of weeks ago. It's been a tough few months for explorers. Gold explorers particularly have been feeling the pain in recent months, copper explorers as well. You've got both copper and gold. It seems the love is coming back to the copper explorers a bit quicker than for the gold explorers. What's been your experience?
I think we're seeing exactly what you just laid out. You know, we started the year at, I think, 30 cents, and we're in the low 60s as of today. So, you know, our stock's performed quite well. I think that folks are out there looking for good quality, you know, base metals projects. And not only do we have a few, but, you know, we're getting closer and closer to some of our key catalysts. So I think, you know, in our stock in particular, folks are starting to get excited, and that's certainly coming through on the share price.
Okay, so in terms of key catalysts, what would you identify or state are your key catalysts?
Yeah, so for the next couple of months, getting our permits for exploration up in Arizona for Sunnyside, that we've been waiting for that moment for 4 years. So that's the key one for us, Paul. We have a permit at a project called San Antonio up in Arizona as well. It's just a couple kilometers away from Sunnyside. So when we start to drill Sunnyside, we'll also drill that one. So that could be a potential porphyry discovery in the making. Sunnyside is... You know, it's already been discovered, so we're looking to show how big that deposit could ultimately be. So those are two large catalysts. And then down here in Mexico, you know, getting that resource number out and looking for ways to add value to that project, which is, it's simple. It's a very simple project, and that has a lot of value in today's market, I think.
Thank you. Whilst we're on the subject of the United States, I want to sort of talk about, you mentioned you're close to getting your permits there. You're in Arizona. Obviously, Arizona got a real bump, or copper exploration got a real bump over the summer with the IPO of Ivanhoe Electric, which was very popular. Obviously, Robert Friedland there bringing a lot of attention to that stake. In the broader context, there's increasing pressure, political pressure, if you like, from a lot of senators and governors in Western states in particular, to say to the Biden administration, look, you've got to make copper a critical metal. You've got to ease or make simpler or make shorter the permitting process. What kind of vibes are you picking up on in Arizona?
It really depends on what kind of land that you're positioned on. So we're on federal land, and that process is... It's pretty regimented, but it's painful to go through. Like I mentioned earlier, we're 4 years into that process to get drilling permits. You know, immediately next door, our neighbor has a certain amount of patented mining claims, which allows them to permit through the state. So their time frame for getting drill permits is in the order of weeks, and I'm next door, and it's on the order of years. I think Robert Friedland has some state land as well, so you know he should have a pretty easy time. So it really depends on what type of land that you're working with, as to whether or not it's going to be an easy or a hard road for you.
Okay, Barksdale Resources trades on the CVE under BRO. Rick Trotman, President and CEO, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Paul.
And that's all from me, Paul Harris. Join us for more from Mining Stock Daily soon.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.